From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes with our program such as the news and also we have other information and Indonesian music. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government to intensify patrols in Natuna waters. Major General Qasim Soleimani killed, Germany called for European Union EU meeting. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government through the Coordinating Ministry of Political, Legal and Security Affairs will intensify security patrols in Natuna waters, Riau Island. Indonesian Minister of Legal, Political and Security Affairs Mahfud MD at the commemoration of the 57th anniversary of the Brawijaya University in Malang on Sunday, January 5, pointed out that the government has been intensifying and strengthening patrols to prevent illegal vessels from China which operate illegally in Natuna waters. Escorted by Antara, Mahfud MD explained that his side would intensify patrols by deploying Indonesian patrol vessels to expel the illegal vessels from China. He added that the Indonesian government would take stern action against the Chinese vessels by deploying military vessels to safeguard the sovereignty of Indonesia. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas called for a meeting with his colleagues in the European Union on Sunday, January 5. The meeting was intended to discuss increasing tensions in the Middle East after the assassination of the commander of the Iranian Quds Force, Major General Qasim Soleiman, in Iraq by the United States. In a statement, Heiko Maas proposed to European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Joseph Borrell to hold a meeting of European Union foreign ministers this week. The meeting aims to issue a joint policy related to the current crisis in the Middle East. Heiko Maas also said that Germany would speak to the Iraqi government after the country's parliament endorsed the Prime Minister's recommendation that all foreign troops should leave Iraq. Oil prices surge. Gold hit a more than 6-year high and Maas equities tumbled Monday, January 6, after the U.S. assassination last week of a top Iranian general, fanned fears of a major conflict in the Middle East. Donald Trump warned of a major retaliation against Tehran after it threatened revenge for the killing Friday of Commander Qasem Soleimani, which shocked world markets and sparked a sell-off in stocks and a spike in crude. Iran announced on Sunday a further rollback of its commitments to its nuclear accord, while Iraq's parliament demanded the departure of American troops from the country as fallout from the attack spread. The crisis has jolted investors who had been in an upbeat mood as China and the U.S. prepare to sign their mini-trade deal next week, while data indicate a slight improvement in the global economy. Mourners packed the streets of Tehran on Monday, January 6, for its ceremonies to pay homage to top Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani after he was killed in a U.S. strike in Baghdad. Clutching portraits of their hero, The crowd gathered at Tehran University before Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei presided over prayers for the slain general. AFP correspondents reported. Soleimani, who spearheaded Iran's Middle East operations as a commander of the Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, was killed in a U.S. drone strike Friday near Baghdad airport. His assassination ratcheted up tensions between arch-enemies Tehran and Washington. Iran said late Sunday it was further rolling back its commitments to a nuclear deal already in tatters since U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from it in May 2018. In freezing early morning temperatures, women in black walked alongside men holding up flags bearing the names of Shiite imams as they walked down Tehran's Revolution Street toward the university. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The E3 group of countries comprising France, Germany, and the United Kingdom called on Iran to refrain from any violent acts. The three countries also urged Iran to respect the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or the Iran Nuclear Agreement. The three countries emphasized about the importance of reducing tension in Iraq and Iran and implementing the commitment to countering the Islamic State of Syria. It was stated in the press release of the E3 countries, as quoted by Republika on Monday, January 6. The tension between the U.S. and Iran has been stronger. The Iranian government also announced that it would neglect the limit of uranium enrichment. This indicates that Iran does not comply with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, a nuclear agreement which was signed by Iran and six other countries in 2015. Iran is projected to announce its decision regarding the nuclear agreement this week. The Indonesian Jelema Council will disburse funds for the development of hospital in Hebron City, the West Bank, Palestine. The development of the second hospital in Hebron is expected to relieve the burden of the Palestine people. It was remarked by Indonesian ambassador to the Kingdom of Jordan and Palestine in a press release received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, January 6. The Memorandum of Understanding on the establishment of the hospital was signed by Chairman of the International Relations Division at MUI, Muhyiddin Junaidi, and Mayor of Hebron Taser Abu Sneinah in Amman, Jordan on Saturday, January 4. The hospital, which is going to be built on a 4,000-hectare wakaf or endowment land, costs $6,745 million US dollars, which is equivalent to 94 billion rupiah. The rest will be accommodated by the city government of Hebron, which amounts to 11.5 billion rupiah. The hospital is aimed to help the people of Hebron, whose population is recorded at 1.2 million lives, particularly for rehabilitation and physiotherapy. The last item. As many as 15 Islamic countries send their medical students to attend international medical camp in Uganda, which has been held at the Islamic University in Uganda in Kampala from January 3 to 9, 2020. The medical students gather at the camp to exchange knowledge and skills about medical affairs. The camp aims to improve the quality of medical service for public. In addition, the event also gives opportunity for local people to check their health. As quoted by Republika, President of the Islamic Medical Association of Uganda, Magid Kagimu, as reported by New Vision on Sunday, January 5, explained that patients could voluntarily pay the fee. Through the camp, the students are reminded about the importance of upholding the spirit of Islam in giving healthcare service and integrity to serve the public. Among the countries that participate at the camp are Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Malaysia, Burundi, Indonesia, Kenya, Madagascar, and Bangladesh. Kagimu is optimistic that the event can bring about benefits for the participants. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's commentary is on China violates Indonesian territory in Natuna waters. Towards the end of 2019, Indonesia was surprised by the entry of Chinese Coast Guard and fishing vessels into the Natuna regions. China considers with what is known as the nine-day line principle, from the outermost point of China, Natuna waters is in the territory of China. Not this time only that the Indonesian sea area, rich in marine products, was intruded by foreign ships, especially for illegal fishing purposes. When Susi Pujiastuti was still the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in the last cabinet, foreign vessels that stole fish in Indonesian territory were even submerged. But this time it was different. China not only illegally extracted sea products, but also claimed Indonesia's sea area as its own. Even when the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a memorandum of protest over this action, China still holds on to the proposition of its nine dash lines. Thus, the diplomacy step must now be more intensified in addition to strengthening the patrol of the Natuna Sea. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has reminded China that it is also bound by the 1982 UNCLOS Sea Law Convention, which ensures the outermost points of Indonesia complete with its exclusive economic zone. China's claim to Natuna waters, which refers to the nine dash line, is not based on international law recognized by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS, 1982. China is one of the member countries of the UNCLOS, which has an obligation to respect its implementation. Some say China dares to maneuver in Natuna because the investment promised by China to Indonesia is quite big. It is not clear, though, what exactly is the connection. However, the issue of China's investment in Indonesia should not be a factor in Indonesia's stand towards Chinese maneuvering in the Natuna region, because, after all, the sovereignty of Indonesia is what comes first. Well, that was commentary on China violates Indonesian territory in Natuna waters. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, next we are going to give you information about historical events in our program, Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on January 6, 1919, when Theodore Roosevelt passed away. Theodore Roosevelt, who was the 26th President of the United States of America, passed away on January 6, 1919. He was in power twice during 1901 until 1909. Before becoming a president, Roosevelt was U.S. Vice President. He replaced William McKinley, who was killed. He became the U.S. youngest president. The next event is that in 1931, Thomas Alva Edison proposed his Lost Patent. In 1970, Thomas Alva Edison discovered the telegraph machine, and in 1874, he built the first chemical machine shop in the world. In 1877, he found gramophone, and in 1879, he succeeded to invent electricity light and projector for small films. In 1998, he installed electricity lights on the street and houses as far as 1 kilometer in New York. It was the first time in the world that electricity lights were installed on the streets. He held records of 1,930 patents on his names. On January 6, 1931, Thomas Alva Edison proposed his patents for the last time.
Thank you.
The last event is that in 1977, demonstrations supported Imam Khomeini. Massive demonstration was staged by people from various cities in Iran following an article on Etelad newspaper was published, which insulted Imam Khomeini. Shah Pahlavi regime, which was in power in Iran, published the article aiming to discourage people's love to Imam Khomeini. Apparently, Iranian people were very annoyed and they staged huge demonstration. 1 year later, Islamic Revolution, which was led by Khomeini, gained its victory and Shah Pahlavi was overthrown from his power. Listener, that was Today in History. Listen to a song titled Cermin Hati or The Reflection of Heart by Audrita Piheru. And you're still with us on Indonesia Today. Next, we are going to give you information in our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on government targeting 2,000 community vocational training centers. The Ministry of Manpower is targeting to build 2,000 community vocational training centers this year. This figure is set far greater than the number opened from 2017 to 2019, which was 1,113 units. Through an official statement in Jakarta on Friday, Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia said that the Community Vocational Training Centers Development Program is a breakthrough to improve the competence of local human resources. The training centers are built in the area of religious education institutions such as Islamic boarding schools or santrens and seminaries, Dharma Saneka and Pasraman, to provide hard skills and soft skills and character education that has been given to formal educational institutions. She also stated that through this program, students from religious education institutions and the surrounding community could have access to work skills training in accordance with the needs of the local labor market. The vocational determination in the training centers is based on the request of the beneficiary, in this case, religious education institutions in each location, so that they are more targeted. Because they are the party who knows the most potential in their respective area. In addition to meeting the needs of the local industry, through the training centers, the government also seeks to produce many entrepreneurs who can create employment for many people. Minister Ida Fauzia added that each educational institution beneficiary would receive support in the form of financing the construction of a unit of workshop building, vocational training equipment for one vocational, operational cost assistance, and financial assistance to implement two training program packages. Previously, President Joko Widodo had inaugurated the community work training centers throughout Indonesia at the Al-Fadlut II Islamic Boarding School, Kendal Regency, Central Java. According to the President, the competition of human resources between countries will focus on skills and vocational workforce. Therefore, vocational education through community work training centers is expected to increase quality vocational workforce, one of which is through religious education institution such as pesantren or Islamic boarding school. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on government targeting 2,000 community vocational training centers. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
Bahagiamu kan datang menjelang, kau dan dia selamanya menyatu, engkau memberi ruang, aku masuk ke dalam dirimu yang telah berdua. Aku ku terjatuh terlalu dalam. Sadarkan aku dan kamu terlalu jauh, terlalu jauh bersama. Hari bahagiamu kan datang menjelang, kau dan dia selamanya.
You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, let's listen to our program Indonesian Wonder about Indonesian tourism and local cultures. Listener, today I introduce you Padaido Island in Papua. Stay tuned. Biak Numfor is one of regencies in Papua Province, Indonesia. The regency consists of two small islands, namely Biak and Numfor Islands, including more than 42 tiny islands, such as Padaido Island, which becomes the main development activities of many people. Padaido comes from local language, which means the beauty that is unrevealed, according to a research which was conducted by Biodiversity Conservation Network. Padaido Island is one of places where biodiversity of coral ecosystem is the largest one in the world. Over there is Coral Reef Rehabilitation Center, so that the existence of marine tourism potential on the island is well ordered. The island has 97 species of frog and 155 species of fish, such as various kinds of sharks and octopus, as well as various maritime wealth. Padaido Island is a cluster of rocky islands consisting of 30 islands in Pacific Ocean on the eastern part of Biak Island. Padaido Island has around 9,252 hectares wide of coral reef. If you are in Biak and want to visit Padaido Island, you can go to Tip Top Port in Biak and rent speed boat to Padaido Island. The trip to cross the sea takes around 3 hours. Along the trip, you can see some dolphins which appear on the surface of blue ocean. It looks beautiful. If you go to Padaido Island, you have to be careful when low tide. The low tide can endanger sheep or boat because there are many kinds of rock surrounding the sea. On Padaido Island, you can see beautiful undersea scenery such as cave. The sea, the cave, you have to dive until 12 meters deep. In addition, you can also see shipwreck, carcasses of aircraft and some ex-war equipment. We suggest you to dive in the sea when hot weather so that reflection of sunlight can illuminate to the depth of 15 meters. So you do not need to carry searchlight. If you want to stay at night, you can stay near Padaido Island. The lodging is not luxurious, but it can be a comfortable place to stay there. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Padaido Island in Papua. Thank you for listening.
Terlihat jelas tata parit itu hanya sweet call. Me buy a maze and never you want real call. Me a manifest and tryna buy me one me. I know you wanna, you wanna, you want me. You better live the one here seduction. And better me cause ever correction. Ahead the things you've done in your section. Pretending to be sharp, but you don't have to fashion. You are not the less sharp, even the expensive ring. Everything is sharp, still I'm feeling boring.
Just listen to the third song by Indah Nevertari entitled Modus Licikmu. And for the next segment, let's learn Indonesian language in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Salam or Greeting. Stay tuned. Next, it is a conversation about Salam or in English greeting. Tony will go to Yogyakarta by plane. He and other passengers are entering the aircraft cabin. Upon entering the plane, flight attendants greet the passengers who have just entered.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi. Pagi.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Selamat siang. In English, good day. Selamat sore. In English, good afternoon. Selamat malam. In English, good evening. Pagi, in English, morning. Siang, in English, noon, day. Sore, in English, afternoon. Malam, in English, evening. In Indonesia, there are four concepts of time in the day and night, namely morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Greeting is usually adjusted with the time and situation. You can say Selamat pagi in English, good morning, if you greet someone in the morning. If you greet someone in the daytime, you can say Selamat siang in English, good day. If you greet someone in afternoon, you can say Selamat sore or good afternoon. While if you greet someone at night, you can say selamat malam or good evening. To answer someone's greetings, you can repeat their greetings. For example, selamat pagi, you can answer selamat pagi or good morning. Or you can only say pagi or morning. At noon, you can say selamat siang or good day. Or just say siang. On the evening, you can say selamat sore or sore. At night, you can say selamat malam or good evening or malam. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi. Pagi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Lindungi dari sengat dunia.
Judika with his song titled Karena Wanita Ingin Dimengerti or Because Women Want to Be Understood. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, let's listen to our program Music Tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Bunga Teratai. The song, which was composed by Marjo Kahar, tells about lotus flower which grows at the lake. The beauty and the fragrance of the flower can entertain sadness of someone. The flower also often becomes a majority of women because of its beauty. Listener, let's listen to the song Bunga Teratai, sung by Mulyono S. Enjoy the song.
Oh, Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for joining our broadcast. Don't forget to give us your feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id. And for those who have Facebook, you can visit us on our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much and have a great day.